You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all breaking.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:55 a.m. So an early start, make sure you tune in from then. Ollie Pimlott, Alistair Jones and James Milman will be the team in the studio. Real good day to look forward to as well. Charlie Holday at Weatherby, good jumping at Ascot as well. We've got racing on the flat still at Newmarket, racing at Ayr as well, and Newcastle in the evening, plus good racing over in Ireland from Down Royal, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mounds. How are you, Andrew?
Hello, Mark. I enjoyed the pause for dramatic effect there.
Yes.
You forgot my name, didn't you?
I did not at all, no. No, I was just giving it some suspense.
It worked.
Yes.
I am suspended.
Good stuff. Big weekend coming up, Andrew, of course. We've got real good jumping, including the return of two real star chasers in the shape of Q-Card and Coney Green, the Charlie Hall. Good racing over the jumps at Ascot. Still got decent stuff at Newmarket as well. And we've got the Breeders' Cup over in America throughout Friday and Saturday evening as well. It's a belting weekend to look forward to.
We're spoiled. Christmas has come early.
Yeah. Are you much of a Breeders' Cup fan, seeing as you...
Yes, I love it, but I haven't really had the chance to get into it so far this year.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'd always make sure I watched and as a youth, did dream about going out there and watching it. Still haven't done that, but maybe one day. Next year, Mark, let's go. We're going on a team holiday.
Yes, I agree. I'll happily do that. Favourite Breeders' Cup memories down the year? Anything that stands out as a real
start? Yeah, when I was a student, we did a multiple bet, a few of us with some of the British runners, and took American Parimutuel odds, had Sheikh Albadu, it was 26-1, I think, when winning the sprint for Alex Scott. Arazi at 2-1, and one other winner as well. Might even have been the Royal Academy with Lester Piggott.
So, nice.
If that was the same year. So, yeah, it's a great, great fun sort of listening to on the radio it was at the time. You didn't get to the luxury of the internet and watching it for free on William Hill TV.
Yes, I mean, that's a very good segue for me to say. You can, of course, watch all of the action from the Breeders' Cup on Betting TV here at William Hill. Tune in to wh.cm/TV, or you can go to the William Hill app or click on the links on the racing pages at williamhill.com. All of the action there live and free to air, so do tune in for that. You will get to see all of the Breeders' Cup action for nothing. Do you think the European Challenge is going to struggle a little bit this time around?
Yeah, the track is a bit odd, according to the locals, and behaves differently depending whether the tide's in or the tide's out. That's something I've never had to worry about at Wolverhampton or Chelmsford when I'm trying to work out any particular draw by. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating, and I think I'll have a good look at what happens on Friday and then maybe sort of play any bias on Saturday night.
And one thing I just want to talk to you about before we move on to Saturday's action, as you've been in the studio on Friday, what did you make of the performance of Mellon?
Workmanlike, not particularly impressive.
Nearly made a mess of it.
Yeah, nearly came down at the last. I don't think he's going to be up to winning a champion hurdle or even a grade one hurdle.
Really?
I wonder if they're going to how long they're going to persevere with over fences, over hurdles, whether he will go over fences soon. But, I wasn't usually impressed.
So, yeah, okay, fair enough. Obviously, a big talking horse going into the festival last year. Not the most... It didn't blow us away, the performance.
It was a horse I took on because I've got this thing about if a horse wins a maiden hurdle and then goes straight to a grade one hurdle, it's very difficult to follow up for such a big step up in class. So I was against Mellon last year, and I was probably very lucky that LeBake chose to jump off because that was the only one who beat him in the Supreme.
Yeah.
But then he was beaten at a short price at the Punchestown Festival as well by his stable mate. He was a 5-4 shot that day, going down by a length. So as a horse is always going to go off very short in the betting. but I don't think what he's done on the track justifies his market position at times.
Okay, good to have one of the big names from last year back out. Plenty more coming out this weekend as well. We're going to move on to some of the action taking place on Saturday on the back of this.
They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Watch the Breeders' Cup for free on William Hill's Betting TV. There'll be live studio analysis in the UK and experts stateside with the call live from Delmar.
Arrowgate steals the show in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Plus, all your betting online and on the William Hill app. Watch the Breeders' Cup for free on Betting TV, on the app or at wh.cm/TV.
Yeah, all of the action from the Breeders' Cup live and for free on Betting TV here at William Hill this weekend. You can also hear all of the action on the domestic front on William Hill Racing Radio, of course, and we're going to look at some of the action coming up there. The first race that we're going to look at is the 3 o'clock at Ascot, and this is the William Hill Handicap Hurdle. Listed race over almost 2 miles. It's the extended mile and 7 furlongs, really. And the betting at the moment, at the time of recording this, headed by Jenkins, who's 9-2, but is on the slide out from 7-2. 13-2 for Elgin, 7-1 Verdana Blue, 8-1 for Air Horse 1, 9-1 for Dolos, 10-1 Cadillin, 12-1 for Peruvian Blur, and Midnight Maestro and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. If you get a chance, do check out AP's preview, Sir Anthony McCoy's preview of this race, because he has a little line on us for Jenkins from the Nicky Henderson yard. You'll be able to see the clips on williamhill.com. Just click on the horse racing pages there, they'll be on the right hand side. But what about your thoughts in the race, Andrew? What do you like here?
Yeah, tricky race. Cadillin certainly on the shortlist after winning well at Fontwell last time out. That was a class 3 handicap hurdle. Had placed in a listed handicap hurdle at Market Raisin the time before at a double figure price. But the one I'm going to side with is the Nick Williams trained Peruvian Bleu, ridden by his son Chester. Now Chester sort of has had winners in the point to point sphere and took a little time to adjust to riding under rules, but you know, recent signs are more encouraging. He's had a few winners, and he was a winner last time out on Peruvian Bleu. That was at Ludlow. Where he took his record at that track to 3 wins from 3 starts. Now, I don't think it was just the Ludlow track itself. I think the fact is that he needs to go right-handed. And if you look at his record in handicap hurdles, right-handed, on good to soft or faster ground, first, second, first, first and first, 4 wins and a second from 5 starts. He's won at Toaster, which is, you know, very different to Ludlow. So I think it's just the need to go right-handed that is important for this one. And, 12-1 each way, that's certainly worth a few quid, I think.
All right, Peruvian Blur, the selection at 12-1 then for Andrew in the 3 o'clock at Ascot. Moving on to the feature race on their card, the 3:35. This is the Sodexo Gold Cup Handicap Chase, a grade 3 over the extended 2 miles and 7 furlongs. A field of 18 set to go to post for this one, so therefore we're at 4 places at a quarter of the odds if you're having an each-way bet. Go Conquer is the favourite at 13-2. Bracador is 8-1 with Emerging Force. 8-1 also for Dark Flame, bit of a nibble there already from 9s. It's 10-1 for Thomas Brown, who's drifting out from 9-1. 12-1 for Anthony, 20s into 14's fourth act. 16-1 Carol's Destrier and several others as well. Junction 14, Ballycan, Rock Gone and Ballycross. And then 18-1 on bigger prices for the remainder. Pretty wide open handicap chase really this, Andrew. Give us a clue. Can you help us out?
Yeah, that's the understatement. With this race, I normally look to see whatever Venetia Williams is running, because she has done well in this race in previous years, and I've talked often about her record with handicap chases during the month of November, but with the ground forecast to be on the quick side, she hasn't got anything here. So we're looking elsewhere. Twist and Davis has got a couple of interesting ones here, Ballycross and Ballycan. And I think I'm just going to side with Ballycross, ridden by Alan Corley. This one reappeared a month ago at Warwick. Was 9-4 favourite that day. Jumped out to his right in finishing a relatively close third. So I think the switch to a right-handed track could bring some improvement here. And surprisingly, he hasn't raced right-handed since March 2016, when winning by 4 lengths at odds of 7-1 at Sandown. So going this way round again could be the key. And I think at a double-figure price, the Twiston Davis train Ballycross gets the vote.
16-1 Ballycross in the betting at the moment. That gets the vote for Andrew in the 3:35. And the final race we look at is the big race on Saturday afternoon. The Charlie Hall always signals that the good jumpers are back out, and the jump season really kicks up again this Saturday. And it's a grade two, of course, over 3 miles, and the field of 10 set to go to post this time around. Coney Gree, the 7-4 favourite. 5-2 for Q Card. Definitely Red, 7-1. 8-1 Black Lion. 9-1 Bristol Demay. 20-1 Village Vic and Virgilio. And 25-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. Priced up as pretty much a match. A lot of people thinking it's a match between previous Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Coney Gree and Q Card, who won this race back in 2015. Do you see it between the two yourself?
No, the market's got this completely wrong.
Right.
In the past 10 years, horses aged 10 years or 10 year olds or older are 0 from 20 in the Charlie Hall Chase. This is a race that recently has gone to the younger brigade. I think both Q Card and Coney Gree are vulnerable, particularly Coney Gree, who's only had 2 runs in the last 2 years and was beaten both times. You know, obviously ran well at Punchestown last time behind Gold Cup winner Sizing John in the Punchestown Gold Cup, going down by a length and a half. But I just think that there's been too many problems with this horse in the last couple of years to justify taking a short price about him. Q Card's an absolute superstar, but at the age of 11, you know, in 2 months' time, he's going to be a 12-year-old. Mm. He's going to start going into decline at some point, and I don't want to be backing him at a short price in case that's now. So I'm going to be looking elsewhere. Those of interest include Bristol Demai for Nigel Twiston Davis, only a 6-year-old. I've got a theory about this one, that he's not particularly good in the sort of warmer months. His record from March to October is no wins from 7 starts. He's much better on proper sort of winter ground. Mm. Now, between November and February, 11 runs, 6 wins and 5 places. Now, we're kind of coming up to his time now. We're in early November. The slight concern is that he was due to have a run at Stratford in October, but was pulled out because of the good to soft ground was deemed unsuitable. They're calling it good to soft, soft in places at Weatherby. Could do some with some rain on Friday night to make it suitable for him. I still think he'll go well. But if not the Charlie Hall, then maybe next time out is when to back Bristol Demai. But the one I'm going to go for at a much bigger price is Shantou Flyer for Richard Hobson. First run for the yard, only a 7-year-old. Now, this one's come from Rebecca Curtis's yard. Now, last week I tipped the Romford Pelly, who had left Rebecca Curtis and joined Tom George, mm-hmm. and scored at the first time of asking for the new yard. And that's a system that's thrown up 4 winners from 16 bets so far this year and a profit. Now, Richard Hobson himself has had 5 runners from the Rebecca Curtis yard this year. And one of those won at 7-1 on first run for the new yard. And another one was second at 20-1. And this horse has got a history of going well when fresh. Although Rebecca Curtis was out of form for much of last year, she still managed to get a first-time win out of Shantou Flyer at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. He won 20-1, beating Village Vic by 3 lengths. That was his first run since the previous July, so he's certainly capable of going well when fresh. And you go back to the previous year as well. He also came to hand early. So in the hope that Richard Hobson can repeat the trick with an ex-Rebecca Curtis runner, as he has done previously, I think at the available prices, Shantou Flyer represents some value.
Yeah, he's 25-1, so nice price as well. Of those three that you've gone with then, strongest opinion for Saturday?
Strongest opinion would... I'm going to say Shantou Flyer, even though he's the biggest price. He's the one I want to bet most of those.
Okay.
I'd also give a good mention. We talked about Venetia Williams very briefly in handicap chases in November, a very profitable system, over £150 to a £1 level stake. And she has got a runner at Ascot in the good 2 mile, 1 furlong handicap chase, the Burn Group listed race at 225, and that's Calypto. Mm. And that could be the one of hers to back this weekend.
All right, well, superb. Thank you very much, Andrew. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Thank you. Cheers.
There you go. The thoughts of Andrew Mount on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:55 a.m. with Ollie Pimlott, Alistair Jones and James Millman in the studio. Weatherby, Ascot, Newmarket and Ayr, the meetings in the afternoon. Newcastle throughout the evening. And there's also action from Down Royal, which will squeeze in along the way as well. You'll hear all of that on William Hill Racing Radio. And just a reminder, if you want to see all of the action from the Breeders' Cup, you can watch it all live and for free on Betting TV at wh.cm/TV or on the... William Hill app. And if you want to click on the links on the William Hill Sportsbook at williamhill.com on the horse racing pages there. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.